a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
And back with more of The Greenhouse Show on KSL News Radio this morning. I'm Dave Meekham sitting in for Marie Chaleos. And of course, alongside, as always, Ton Bettis from the USU Extension. Good morning, Ton.
Good morning.
And very rainy Saturday, and we're appreciating that. But just a reminder to everybody, it's a one-hour edition of The Greenhouse Show this morning.
So, Dave, really quick, I apologize for interrupting. Caitlin has put up some extra content that we were going to talk about today on our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So a podcast extra, there'll be an extended interview from Justin Weicker, and then some things talking about five shrubs to screen pesky neighbors, and a few other things. There's about a half hour of extra content there for things I maybe wanted to talk about this week. I just wanted to bring that up.
Stuff that we would have discussed during the show
Yes. Anyway
and now. So if you wanted to hear that, please go to the podcast and check it out, because that'll give you, if you're sad because you're only getting a 1 hour fix of The Greenhouse Show this morning, that'll kind of ease your pain a little bit. But again, the reason we have the 1 hour edition is because later on this morning, KSL will be carrying at... It's going to be at 10 a.m., the funeral of Officer Nate Lyday. So we'll be back with that. But just a one-hour show this morning, one-hour segment or hour of The Greenhouse Show, and we are taking your calls during this hour. And the next caller up is Dave in Farmington. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Thank you.
How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
How can we help you out?
Question. It's a gala apple tree. It's came out the leaf. It's got blossoms, now little apples, but it has stopped growing. Would that have been the frost? Or I added a border around it about 24 inches out, didn't hit any main roots, but went down 6 inches, but it has stopped. The leaves are curling up and dying.
Okay, so on the apple, when did the leaves start to curl up?
Right after the frost. I mean, it was like a week after the heavy frost that we had. I protected my peach tree. I thought the apple was a little bit stronger. It didn't have blossoms out, but it just started to, it hasn't grown. It was pruned early, did all those things, wasn't pruned late. It just stopped growing.
Well, now, so currently, just so I can clarify, there's no leaves on it?
Yes, the tree has leaves, but they've... From side to side, they've curled up, and they're not dry, brittle, but they're very dry, and there's a few of them kind of getting brown along the edges as they've curled up. But so it came out in the leaf. The blossoms came out. There is apples about, I don't know, the size of your thumbnail, but that's it now.
Okay, so how often is it being watered?
It is in a lawn. And I soaked it really well last fall, and I've soaked it when it started doing this with just a hose out there. And so all around it, I soaked it. But the lawn is the back. Well, the roots go out, obviously, into the lawn. But it's I'm a conscious water the tree person.
Okay. Well, what I am trying to figure out is if it could have been a water problem or a frost problem. And just curious, do you know what rootstock it is grafted onto?
No. The tree was there when we purchased this home 10 years ago. It's kind of a dwarf gala tree, if that's you know.
Okay.
It's not supposed to get very big in the backyard.
It could be that, and there's a lot of things that can go on, because when a tree starts to decline, you know, the symptoms you're describing are very common, and it requires further research on what happened. And one thing I will say about the dwarfing rootstocks, if it's never grown that much, is they don't have a lot of vigor. And the really hard frost last fall, and then another one this spring, and if it was already kind of stressed, you know, there could be a lot of things contributing to it not being healthy. You know, it's not like you're on an M7 or a seedling rootstock that have, when I say vigor, they just are more aggressive growers and sometimes help a tree be a little bit better able to overcome such things. So there is that possibility, because if you're pretty positive there aren't irrigation problems, then we're looking at fire blight, which you didn't describe in the symptoms. We're looking at stress just being in a long time.
You came out with a fire blight thing, and I followed their recommendations and, you know, did that for fire blight. But I don't, after I sprayed and did things, I don't see any other complications that look like fire blight.
And so you may be correct that the frost, you know, this spring, if it was hit, and then if it got hit last fall and was already kind of weak, you know, that definitely could knock the tree out. But without any obvious symptoms, you know, there could be even internal fungal diseases in the conductive tissue. You know, there could be a lot of things going on. But, you know, the best I can really say is that irrigation's the number one thing. You've pretty confident that you knocked it out. And then from there, you start looking at other factors. And the most likely would be that it may have been already a little stressed for some reason. And the combination of weather we've had over the last 6 months has done it in. But that's just my best guess.
So if I soak the tree around the roots again, just to save the tree. Obviously, probably no fruit this year, but
well,
save the tree.
I mean, soaking the roots, if there's already moist, will just rot the roots off the tree.
Okay.
So maybe a light fertilization with just like a quarter cup of 20-00, just to see if you can spur some growth.
Okay.
That would be something, but I wouldn't do anything beyond that, and just water regularly and normally, and don't increase the amount of water if you're already sure it was getting enough.
Perfect. So 20-00. Okay.
Yep.
I appreciate
and just like a quarter cup, you can put the rest on your lawn.
All right, Dave. Thank you for your call. Good luck with that. Sometimes the most important ingredient you got to use in these projects, Ton, is patience.
Yeah. So. And I might even dial that back to an eighth of a cup. Just you don't want to overdo it, and it is past the cool part of the spring. And I'd may, yeah, dial that back to an eighth of a cup and then just use the rest for the lawn or hold on to it for garden or whatever purposes.
All right, Ton, we're going to jump out for a break here, and we'll be right back to take more of your calls on the KSL Greenhouse Show.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, welcome back to the Greenhouse Show. Just a few minutes left in the one-hour version of the Greenhouse Show today. And Todd, because of that, we've got still a few callers on the line. We'll try and take your calls, but we're going to be as brief as we can be. So let's go to Ruth in Bountiful. Good morning, Ruth. How are you today?
Good morning. I have an excellent Alberta peach tree that I've had for many years. and suddenly this year, some branches are opening up on the top and peeling back, And I've not paid any attention to the Peachtree Board discussion you've had because I haven't had the problem. And I don't know if that's what I've got. The leaves and the fruit look good. What can you tell me?
Well, now when you say that the branches are pinning back, what do you mean?
It looks like something just went down the center, and they're peeling back.
Oh, peeling back, okay.
It's dark as they peel back.
Now, when you say dark, are you seeing gumming, or is it just more that the wood underneath is dark?
There is still wood underneath. It's the top layer that seems to be peeling back.
Well, it's not characteristic of peachtree borer. You usually see that on the trunk, especially toward the ground, where you will see gumming first, and then if you carefully remove that and probe around a little bit, you will find tunnels and things from the actual peachtree, the greater peachtree borer. Now, where the bark is peeling back, is it on the south or west side of the tree?
It's more on the east and north, and there are just two that are doing there. And they seem to be good, strong branches, but it's the top bark peeling.
Okay, well, the top bark peeling just isn't giving me enough to go on. Because if there's no gumming there, or if there is gumming, and if it's black from just because of weathering, or it could be black due to a canker. So I would need a little bit more description to really be able to help you.
Can you give me a Davis County telephone number?
Have one in front of me, but if you were to search online, USU Extension Davis County... Or I could give you an email if you would like that.
Give me an email, please.
Okay, Sheridan, and it's Sheridn, not A-N, but E-N. So Sheridn Hansen, H-A-N-S-E-N.
Oops, I'm sorry, I missed that.
Oh, Hansen, and it's Hansen. H-A-N-S-E-N.
Okay.
At USU.
Okay.
.edu.
Okay, Ruth, thank you.
It would be extremely valuable to have some pictures attached to the email of the damage.
Yeah, so just attach some pictures of the problems to your email there, Ruth. Let's jump out and take Kim's call in Mill Creek. Tim, you've got a tomato question?
Much, guys. Listen, real quick, I have never had so much trouble with my tomatoes this year. The new growth seems to have the leaves curling in on itself. I am getting some fruit on it, and my black-eyed Susans kind of have been doing the same thing, kind of curling in on each other. And with the black-eyed Susans, it's like the buds have been eaten off, but they're not eaten. It's sort of like they just have disappeared. Any suggestions at all?
I think that you have 2,4-D or dicamba damage from lawn weed killer. If you have multiple species doing the same thing, that's usually environmental or something that we've done. And even if you didn't put a dandelion killer down on your lawn, it's been so hot and we've had so much wind that it's become a common theme over the last week that I've talked to Sheridan and JD and Jerry, and we're seeing 2,4-D damage Wasatch Front wide.
All right, Kim.
And the tomatoes should grow through it.
Yeah, it's been a rough year, so rough start for tomatoes so far, but there is hope on the other end of this. Let's jump out and try and get one more call in, Rod and Hooper, and you've got an aspen tree, and we've got about 30 seconds, Rod, so go.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I've got a mountain lot above Huntsville that's surrounded with quake and aspen. I know I can't save them all, but there's about 50 to 75 trees, a lot of them about 4 to 5 inches in diameter. We'll have the aspen borer. Is there anything to... cure, prevent, that would help these?
The short answer is not really. You could email your USU Extension agent to see if she could offer further help, but especially if they're wild trees, you could, there's, man, this is just not a 30-second in and out type question that's a lot more in depth than the time we have.
So, Rod, maybe give us a shout next week or give your local extension a call, and maybe that's the where you can get the best help for yourself. And Gene, sorry we didn't get to your call. Gene and Bountiful, you were going to ask about field bindweed, and that's another one we can talk about next week for you. So sorry about that. Ton, it's been great. It's been a fun. It's been a quick hour. Appreciate you being with us again today.
It's been fun, and I guess I'll talk to you next week.
Indeed. We're going to jump out now, and we'll be back next week with more of The Greenhouse at 8 a.m. on Saturdays.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.